Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, my dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته Welcome to Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة coming to you from IRIB English Radio One of the keys of life we've been trying to unlock is food, meals and the adequates and virtues of eating and drinking Now There's one more part to go, one more part of the puzzle, one more part of the key, and that is overeating. And oh boy, is that a sensitive topic or what? Now, I'm gonna press buttons, not by my words, but the words of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and the Imams. Now, the Imams alayhi wasallam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, they spoke so much against being full of food and the negative effects of being full. Being full of food is one of the things that really, really looked down under by Allah and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. That me and you, that sometimes when we eat, we come very hungry and the food is really tasty. And then we eat until our stomachs start to scream, enough, I can't take anymore. That's what we do. Now, what would happen to us when our bellies are full of food? Let's look at the Ahlul Bayt. So come with me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says, لا تشبعوا. Do not overfill your stomachs. Don't get full. Don't get fully satisfied of food. And we say, why, Ya Rasulullah? And he says, فَيَطْفَأُوا نُورُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ مِنْ قُلُوبِكُمْ And the light of knowledge will be extinguished in your hearts. Food, too much of it, kills the brain in terms of knowledge. Okay, those who are eat too much and always filled with food, they are the most or less logical people, according to the hadith of the Prophet. Obviously, don't get upset at me. I'm just reading. وَمَنْ بَاتَ يُسَلِّي فِي خَفَّةٍ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ بَاتَتَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ حَوْلَ And those who pray and they are light in their stomachs, there's not much food in it. He says they would be praying and they are surrounded by حُورِ الْعِينِ While a person who comes to prayer with a full belly and he's plotted, then obviously there will be no hoard around him, would they? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said in another hadith, La tumitul qulub bikathrat al-ta'ami wa sharab. Do not kill your hearts with plenty of food and plenty of drinks. And when he talks about the heart, he talks about the spiritual heart, not the organ that pumps blood. The spiritual heart dies when we consume too much food and too much drink. And he says, فَإِنَّ الْقُلُوبُ تَمُوتُ كَالزَّرَعُ إِذَا كَثْرَ عَلَيْكَ الْمَاءُ For hearts, they will die in the same way a plant would die when you give it too much water. Sometimes you might think, oh, this tree needs a lot of water. You give it too much water and you will kill it. Our hearts aren't the same. If we give them too much food and too much water in our bellies, it will kill and extinguishes the nur, that light, that iman in our hearts. So it is something that we should reconsider. Okay, guys? Let us take a short break and then we will continue, inshallah.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرندرخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که رو گفته بودم گفته دیگه، اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatih al-Hayat. So, we're talking about overeating and filling our stomachs with food. The Prophet says, "Man akala ma yashtahi, lam yanzur Allah ilayhi hatta yanza' aw yatruk." He said, "Anyone who eats whatever he desires," so you desire different types of food and you eat them. He says, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at these people unless or until they become free of that food or they leave that meal." Now, obviously, you might be saying, well, so I should be eating food that I don't like? No. So you eat the food that you like. But sometimes what happens is we want too much. So for example, my mother made rice and soup and bread and, I don't know, maybe chicken or something light. But I'm like, no, I don't want this. Bring me this. And then this is where desire comes in and I want different tops and different plates and different colors. He says, if this is what you do, then be sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking at you. And what happens when Allah does not look at me? It's very simple. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at a person, then the mercy of Allah is not on him. As long as we are in Allah's sight and in his radar, then his mercy on us. When he's not looking, then his mercy is not on us anymore, is it? So I and you, we don't want to be in a place or a situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking at me. I want Allah to be constantly looking at me. So he says, the Prophet, don't overeat and don't eat things that you desire too much because it will cause yourself a problem. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, he says, kathratul akli wa nawm tufsudun nafs wa tajluban al-madarra. Eating too much, sleeping too much. He says it does corrupts the soul and brings harm. Obviously, it brings harm physically and brings harm spiritually just by eating too much and sleeping too much. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says three people Allah loves or three things Allah loves. Qallatul kalam, speaking little, not too much talking. وَقِلَّةِ الْمَنَامِ, sleeping little. وَقِلَّةِ الطَّعَامِ, and eating little. And three things that these days we are doing the opposite. He says, speak less, eat less, and sleep less. And these days we're sleeping too much, we're eating too much, and oh boy, we talk too much. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he loves the less of them, then he would hate the more of them. So if I sleep a lot, eat a lot, talk a lot, Allah is not going to love me, is he? He's actually going to hate me. So let's be very cautious. Another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and then we end with it. He says, أَذِيبُوا طَعَامَكُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. He says, melt your food, digest your food with remembering Allah too much and doing too much salawat on the Prophet. وَلَا تَنَامُوا عَلَيْهَا. And when you eat too much, don't go to sleep. فَتُفْسُدُوا قُلُوبُكُمْ, that you destroy and corrupts your heart. So eating too much and then going to sleep is a recipe for disaster. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in the next episode. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.